Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Lebo, the Unipod Dropout, and welcome to episode 44. Today, I want to talk about something that I believe is key to any student's success. So I had this conversation with a parent, one of the students that I mentored in one of the cohorts in my mentorship academy sometime last year. And she was asking me, what are the things you look out for someone who you have mentored to believe that this person is going to do bigger, better things? Like, who are your best students at the end of the day? Who drives better results at the end of the day? And I said, usually it's three things that would drive any mentee of mine to success. And indeed, these are the three things I believe will be key indicators for someone who's going to be successful in any other field. So you want to pay close attention to these three. The first is that they have to be willing. Now, this may sound counterintuitive. It may sound like, of course, they have to. But listen, I've seen people who come around and say they want to do big things in their studies. You know, they come to me and say, oh, we love your story. Your story is so inspiring. You mean you were able to fail out of this school and come back to that same school? Oh, my goodness. It's really amazing what you've done. And then they tell me they would want my mentorship. And as much as they would say that, over time you discover that they really are not willing. So you've got to be willing. You've got to be willing. And most importantly, you've got to be willing to learn. All right, so that's the first thing I believe anyone should have. Be willing, be in this for yourself. I've had people reach out to me and say, hey, I would want you to mentor my cousin. I would want you to mentor my child. And to me, I'm seeing that the person speaking to me is even more willing for this than the person that they're talking about. So you've got to be willing to do stuff for your own goals, for your own results, for the betterment of yourself. So you've got to be willing. The second thing is that you've got to be hungry. So being willing is not enough. Hunger is what begins to separate the boys from the men. And now, with hunger, I mean, I might not want to just use the word motivation, because that word has been abused over time, right? But there's got to be something driving you towards that outcome that you're looking for. It's not enough to be willing to want to achieve success in your studies or in any aspect of your life. There's got to be something in that life, that expected goal of yours, calling you towards it. You've got to be attracted to that lifestyle of the results, that lifestyle of the goals. There's got to be hunger in you. Because you see, without hunger, you would quit at the slightest opportunity. But if you've lived in the fantasy of that goal, of that target, then believe me, you'll stick around a lot longer than other people. I remember back then when I had come back to school after failing out, and I'm sorry I use myself a lot as examples, but hey, I've gone through a lot when it comes to studies, so and I believe it will always inspire you. I mean, if you don't feel like you've heard my story too much, then you're part of my audience. If you feel like you've heard my story too much, come on, Ezekiel, no, I'm tired of hearing that story, then maybe you're not even in my audience. So I bid you farewell. Go look for someone who you can believe in. But I find that people don't get tired of hearing that story. And indeed, I don't get tired of hearing the story of people for whom I feel responsible for being in their tribe. All right. So now, back then, when I got back into school, I would fantasize. I would take out a few minutes every day to fantasize about what it would feel like to graduate with a first class. Now, at this point, I was even thinking of being overall best graduating student. That one would later come. I needed somebody to begin to make me even believe in that one. But at least I could easily believe in graduating with a first class. So I would fantasize about it every day. I would breathe in the air. I would taste it in my mouth. Especially when I'm walking into school, because most times early in the morning around 6 is when I walk into school. It's about a 20-minute walk. And so I'll spend some time praying, meditating, but ultimately fantasizing. I'll just plug music into my ear and play a song that gives me that celebratory mood, right? And just enjoy the feel of being congratulated for graduating with a first class. I'm talking right from 100 level. I'm not telling you when it was already clear I was going to quit graduating with a first class. I'm telling you right from 100 level, this is what I was already doing. And it became a daily habit. Another thing I also did, and it's part of the motivation for even putting myself out there as a student mentor here, is that I would browse about best graduating students of universities. So I would always be checking the education section of some blogs to see if a school had done their convocation, and I would always want to listen or read the interview of the valedictorian. I mean, talk about habits, right? And then eventually I'll become valedictorian myself. And that's why when I was preparing for the valedictory speech, it wasn't a problem for me because I had listened to at least, or I had read at least 100 valedictory speeches. No jokes, guys. Over the course of the 4 years in school, economics, I had read or listened to at least 100 valedictory speeches. So back to the conversation. So these things I was doing, and maybe I didn't figure it out then, but because I was journaling the whole process, I realized that it was part of the things that helped me. The fact that I would give myself to fantasy about the expected outcome. All this comes from hunger. So when others were complaining that the textbooks were too expensive, all I could remember was my fantasy for that day about my expected goals. When I had no money and I would stay sometimes even 12 hours without food, 24 hours without food, I would still keep going, right? I would still just be at it. Why? Because, I mean, I can't fail on the fantasy of that day. So, guys, you've got to find your hunger. And how do I know that somebody is hungry? It's very simple. How do you know a child is hungry? Well, the child comes to you and says, hey, uncle, mommy, daddy, auntie, cousin, I am hungry. Well, you give them a piece of biscuit, for example. Now, you would know that that child is hungry if they just attacked that piece of biscuit and, you know, just ate it up, and they are looking to you for the next piece of biscuit, right? But you would know that that child is not hungry if they just took the biscuit and they played with it and just threw it and used it as a toy instead. Then you know, okay, yeah, he or she is just kidding. You know, they're not really hungry. So let's take it back now. How will we know that you're hungry? It's very simple. When you're given an assignment, it could be something simple. Go calculate your CGPA, or go get this textbook, or go set this goal. It could be just some simple assignment. How fast you come back with the result of that assignment will let me know how hungry you are. And you can begin to imagine how many persons I've given the first assignment after they told me they were willing, you know, right out of Facebook. They told me they were willing, and I gave the first assignment, and poof, never got to see them again. Some I would get to see in a speaking engagement a year later, and they would just chuckle and say, hey, sir, I was the one that reached out to you some time ago. And sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. Because you see, I mean, we can't continue to remember the number of people who just are not hungry enough for their own success. They just prefer to shout wow when they hear success stories, but they are not willing to pay their own price. So if you're hungry, when you're given an assignment by your mentor or by someone who you admire for their results or for their goals, you will go do it. You won't even ask questions. You will go, you will do it. You even do some more, and you come back with your response, right? So back then, I remember Mr. Biodun, who is now a doctor, Dr. Biodun. Back then, he told me, he said, Ezekiel, listen, this course, SOC 101, that's a sociology course. It was a broad course for us in economics. He told me, look, Ezekiel, even I did not get an A in this course, even though I graduated with the first class. This was one of the courses I got a B. But I can tell you for free that if you want to get an A in this course, you have to read more than one textbook. So you've got to read about 3 textbooks. Now, already I was struggling with even reading the one textbook that was recommended by the lecturer. Like, the words were not just... it wasn't getting in. But I was speaking to a first-class graduate. I was speaking to someone who had results. So whatever he told me to do, I was going to do. He told me 3 textbooks. I'm even grateful he told me 3. If he had told me six, I still would do it. So he told me three textbooks. I went on and I read those three textbooks. And I got an A. Actually, I got the only A in the class. And perhaps it was that at that point that Dr. Biodun really started to believe that, okay, I think this guy is really serious. He took my advice on this. And he even got an A where I didn't get an A. You know, and then he was more motivated to mentor me over the line. So back to you, Unstoppables. You've got to be hungry. Hungry enough to do the assignments that your mentors and coaches give you. Don't argue with them. Like, they've got results, you don't have it. So why would you argue with that? Just go ahead and do what they tell you to do. I find a lot of people who argue with me these days and I'm like, okay, this is new. Because I didn't argue with my own mentors. I didn't argue with my own coaches. If they told me to do something, that was exactly what I did. Huh? So I'm really hoping, if you're listening to this and you're one who you haven't really been giving enough thought to the hunger part, you really want to focus and get right into it, or else we will just accept that you're not hungry. You should probably go back and not even bother about achieving big goals in your studies or in any aspect of life that you're seeking improvement. Alright, so we've said the first thing is that you have to be willing, and the second is that you have to be hungry. The final one that we would always look out for in someone who will do well is that they will be willing to take action. So the real deal, the real juice is in the actions. Now, today I got a chat back from one of my mentees and she was telling me that, oh, sir, I find that this speed reading technique is giving me a lot of distractions, right? I said, yes, of course, this is your first time using it. It's a skill-based activity. And for skills, the key word is consistent practice or consistent action. That's the way you gain mastery in any skill. You don't just pick it up as a tip or a strategy and you just use it up the first time. No. If it's a skill, in this case, a speed reading skill, you need to apply it over time and gain mastery. So yes, my dear, it's going to be a difficult one at first. So I told her, I encourage her to keep going. Now, the action point is where the rubber meets the road. That's where execution begins to happen. That's where the real results begin to turn out, by consistent action. So you must be willing to take action on what you have learned and what you are hungry for. If not, you might as well just pack your bags and go home. Or go back wherever you're coming from. All right, so guys, if you want to achieve any form of success in your studies or indeed in any aspect of life, you've got to be willing to learn. The second thing is that you've got to be hungry. And the third is that you've got to be willing to take action. I hope this has been helpful to you all, Unstoppables around the world. Please drop me a DM on Instagram. I'd like to know how this podcast is helping you become better. On Instagram, I am at Ezekiel Ulebo. That is EzekielUlebor. Unstoppables around the world, thank you so much for dropping by on episode 44. See you in the next episode. Remember, you are the best and you are unstoppable. God bless you.